Blog Talk Radio.
Lazarus Reed.
Uh-huh.
Yes, that's me. Lazarus Reed.
I'm the one with me. That's me.
First of all, let's break it down. Big bad ass nigga, whoop your ass, carry a full pound. Have this game like a saving from a short round. Don't get it twisted on them bitches, a pure hound. We talk the shit but the chips and getting the draws off. After I hit them the zip to the next house call. I'm the shit and I love to tell it to y'all. I write my name on any restaurant stall. I'm that dog, the one with the dick and the big ball. You like seeing your girl getting fucked, then give me a call. Got enough nuts for your bitch, your daughter and the dog. So I say your feminine ass in the hall. Hey, watch the ball. You playing good lawyer, you getting me all. They're saying I'm better than you saw. I like being the bearer of bad news. I can't help it, I'm an asshole, prayer type dude. I'm like Frank Mike and all that's cool. But knock the doors and beat or watch what I do. I cut loose like me Bruce Lee. I'm the one, fuck a Jet Li. Shot started yeah, hitting another enemy.
Pissed me off his enemy.
Bump my nigga purposely, so I see who's the gangsters and who's the G's. You get this shit to the crack in the early. When they wait for the big badass Burley. The walking 18 wheeler, the mad dog Hurley. Lazarus, you are not the father.
Thank you, Murray.
Told y'all, I usually do it.
Especially when I'm in a hurry.
Hate to kiss and run, but hey, that's what I do.
It's normal, homegirl.
So don't feel bad. I'm Lazarus Reed.
The devil's
seed. Lazarus Reed.
That Nina, Fanatina, Tina, Tina, Casora, Pera Casa de Gora, Chereca Wedding It Up, Up Body Head is the Wedding, Lateral Speed, that's Lateral.
I'm not going to with water. Totally.
We were talking about, because I told you, we have to wear knee-deep stuff. about home for sleep. You have a bag of dance. I don't care about you having a bag of dance. That comes with fucking blood man. I don't like the motherfuckers who get on skinny jeans and if you don't take them, go see that, you know, I don't care. But I'm just saying, I would prefer to.
I'm
going
to do
that. But that's not something that I'm telling you that you need to do. So, let me play ready. You know what? You know those press whitener strips? You know what
I mean? Yeah. I know.
It makes your teeth.
These girls made my teeth red.
You need to get that dish. I don't know how long it's going to take to pop it up.
It's like this, bro. If you ask me a question, the one thing anybody can say, you ask me, you don't say it. At least I give you the option to know what it is.
I respect the honesty.
I like it. And you figured that out from the first time you really had a conversation with me, you asked me about my motor. So you're like, well, at least the motherfucker will tell me.
I'm just a dog. I just could.
But then when I got to know you, I was like,
can't quite call it, don't know where it's headed, or what's set it off. But it's been committed, and I won't admit it. It's been permitted to be admitted. This hard deal equals a big tip. And lawyers from south of you can benefit that was fringing is now in. Enough with the endless sending. I see crisis or cringing. More or less, I'll be trimming. Black man, Moscow, picture the criminal. Shit, I had better luck in England. Cop the billets from that boy, Eddie Griffin. The whole ignorant shit came with me. Now I'm on that cocky, feeling a little cocky. I'm great with the eight and I'm right with the rock. I don't go cuckoo for cocoa, but my bananas out the feeling is New Zealand. What? I'm pushing you can't avoid. The rest you gotta duck. Life is a bitch and why? Cause most of you niggas is bitches. I'm just DJ with your mouth and you don't have a clue. Faggot ass niggas. Pussy bitch you. I'm in the church every day like runs house run. In a tip bar every night dumbed out dumb. Sneaking to the side. Got my phone fucker fly by. I hit him up from the back, side to side. I prefer back of the head and eye for an eye. I get the strippers up the spine when I see a grown man cry. I see all mess of feelings, knowing he about to die. Pray, spit it at me, it makes me a never mind. I deserve have nothing to do with it, it was just in time. Pussy bitch had nerve, though, he dropped me a line. You gon' get yours, ho, just like I got mine. And I hope your shit hurts a thousand more times. I'm on the smoke, sniffing through the smoke. Can't get out my head what he said, I'm trying to kill him with coke. Cause ain't no atheist in the foxhole. And if I know nothing else, Shaggy, this is the show. When my eyes was down the barrel, I remember this song. So I kept my eyes on the barrel, not turn on. When my eyes was down the barrel, I remember this song. So I kept my eyes on the barrel, not turn on. And my eye is on the barrel.
I got it right that time.
What I do? What I'm doing now? All this talking on all I'm going to do is see this talking. Shit, if you go play football, then at least they train for 6 weeks at a time. This is for 4 days, for 4 hours on the field.
I'm in the
okay? Yeah.
But still, at the day, I'm
Same and kind of weird. the kind of flair you get from Rick Gang, moving Britney fair, pistols in the air, clear. And they tryna support local, but I'm on local. Who I send it local? Let's make the script poster like you supposed to, and no one will oppose you. Place me on the stage, I get them way louder, way louder. Wait, I'm in the way now. Hate what I done made. They should've stayed out, just stayed out. Them boys know I don't play around. Place me on the stage, I get them way louder, way louder. Wait, I'm in the way now. Hate what I done made. They should've stayed out, stayed out. Them boys know I don't play around. Was in the class but nobody would ask for my help, so I'm asking myself, why should I put in the passion myself? Replied in pig Latin, it's way 8th grade, it's great, I'm gay, 8th grade, a water egg, okay, it's more ways than one to get more play, came from the hallway all the way to Las Vegas, haters, got them posing for the spectators, waiter, another bottle for the waiter, let's make this bitch famous. The paper said it's a problem, whole conference. The lie to give him the confidence to conquer. He pompous, but in concert, he a monster. This nonsense is appalling, I am all there. Don't look you back, I pass him like Steve Nash. The offense get across me, break the knee fast. Place me on the stage, I get him way louder, way louder. Wait, I'm in the way now, hate what I done made. They should've stayed out, stayed out. Them boys know I don't play around. Place me on the stage, I get them way loud, way louder. Wait, I'm in the way now, hate what I done made. They should've stayed out, stayed out. Them boys know I don't play around. Your lives are less surprising. I'm the prodigal son, back to return, the product to the user. Drive high schoolers with the life I'm tutoring. Life sense of humor, that's why I spent fooling. You need to change your name to the 5 cent hooligan for your pseudonym. There I go being rude again. Shout out to the fam, true citizen. I'm Bruce Banner and make you lose management. Hug your bowels if you ever mention ours. Prince of my city, fingerprints is on the powder. Sipping my power, he's arranged in the kitchen. Within a couple hours, he can change a position. Ha, it's all in the day's work. Word to the wise, keep your guys on alert. Triple merchandise while your eyes on the perk. Double extra, your vibe, then you maximize work. Place me on the stage, I get them way louder, way louder. Wait, I'm in the way now, hate what I done made. They should've stayed out, stayed out. Them boys know I don't play around. Place me on the stage, I get them way loud, way louder. Wait, I'm in the way now, hate what I done made. They should've stayed out, stayed out. Them boys know I don't play around.
At the time, I was really small. I was like, you know that yellow sign? You know that yellow street thing? Why come up with that?
I'd like to welcome y'all tonight. Thank y'all for joining me, man. It's J-Rock in the booth, the truth in the booth, a.k.a. J-Farvey, man. Everybody has their story and their own testimony, man, and here's mine. I just want to share it with you. You feel me? Ride with you. Vibe with you. The world is different than nothing. 7 years and I'm still in the pen, hoping they free my ass. Incarcerated from a trouble past. Trouble been a blessing and a hard lesson, but prison is my second chance. The more I'm facing, it's the average man. I realize and confess that I'm blessed to have me a second chance. Most motherfuckers just don't understand. An adolescent, broken hearted, and stressing, searching to be a man. All my life is being cold and deceitful. Building a wall between my world and all people. It's only me and my pain, man. Searching for answers, trying to maintain. Stain on my brain, feeling neglected by my own man. Hard life, hard love. But all of my good days, I weigh my bad days, so I won't complain. Ooh. I won't complain, dog. No
my name a shame. Looked in the mirror, seen in half of a man. Broken hearted, so I pray for a change. Dear God, please mold me. I thank you for your comfort, control me. Open my eyes and basically show me that sin don't hold me. I'm bound to make mistakes, yet I'm hungry. Struggle is rising better than what Papa had shown me. All I'll be, I still respect your name. Even though you were the source of my pain, the reason my life changed. Broken home, left my mama to raise. Two sons that you helped to create. And I'm just like you. I try to deny it, but hate can blind you. Now I'm writing my tears like you used to write me. They ask me questions that you never did ask of me. But I'm blessed to see you be daddy in there. I know surprise, I just blessed to see the light. So it's a blessing to see, yeah. A second chance for me. And all my good days, I wear my band-aid. So I won't complain. Don't look back, it's gonna be I.
When I've seen people at all types of levels, and I feel that I have a responsibility to edify more than to entertain. I'm not concerned about entertaining and seeing if I can win Academy Awards for people, because I've seen preachers preach great messages and people go home and commit suicide. Share some things that I have learned along the way that I think would help you to live your life. I am concerned that most church people are taking church as a drug. Their faith is a narcotic that they use to numb them from the pain of living. And I don't believe that Jesus died on the cross to get the church high. What a conflict between this man who's supposed to be a picture of being chosen by God.
I was fucked up when you met me, trying to tell you that then. Fucked up in the soul, I told you this in a row. It wasn't pretend, ma, you was my friend. It wasn't the coke, nah, it wasn't the rim. It was all the nights I knew that shit never walk again. All the nights you laid up screaming over it. All the days I was prayed up and the legs never moved. Fifth grade was a blur, 6 and 7 too. No one to talk to, no support group. Let up from the principal, telling her I was slow. And shoved me in special ed, fucking with my growth. I remember outside of school, she made me take an oath. We're going inside this building and tell this white hoe. Because we gon' be somebody, no matter how it goes. Put her back in normal class, and I bet she'll pass. Had a talent for history, I'm anywhere that mad. Damn, I can't see him coming down my eyes. But I'ma make so cry.
Night walk is for you. Uptown, this is you. Midtown, this is you. Marrero, this is definitely for you, right here.
Thank you back, and where there was low down in black. Under the tree in Carmen Ruha, rubber band in the stacks. I was a young country boy, I wasn't understanding that. I was into washing cars, you know, mowing the grass. Gramps was a longshoreman, taught me to bust my ass. The fast track was a death trap, wasn't worth the cash. I couldn't tell that to Sean, she wouldn't give me no ass. LL was in the right arm, but this was real life. This is how you got truck jewelry and had a nice life. With the girl of your dreams and something clean getting right. I couldn't tell this to my people, they thought I was tripping. Like a nigga went and saw colors and thought he was tripping. Damn, I can't see him coming down my eyes. But I'ma make the song cry.
Desire,
I can't see him coming down my eyes. But Galileo, I'ma make the song cry.
St. Bernard, Magnolia, St. Thomas, Fisher, Iberville, Lafitte. Cry for me, dude. Cause I'm crying for you, dude.
Who remember Club Rumors? Of my own mother's size, Teeny and James.
And I'ma make the song cry. Mama's too busy with God. I'm out y'all alone, almost 30 in my...
What up, 973-454? What's up?
You know,
what up with you?
What up? What up, big bro?
Oh, you know who this is, nigga?
Who this is?
Equan, dog.
Oh, what's up, my nigga? What's up?
Chilling like shit.
Man, I'm over here. I'm over here fucking dying over here. I don't know. They've been warring on the wall all day. So nobody even looking at the fucking advertisements. They've been beefed up. Man, today's been the day of beef, man. You've been on the wall all day, you know. It's been beefed up. So fuck, I just playing music, man. You know the topics of the night. Shit, we ain't got no girls on here, so I ain't about to ask you, nigga. You know that for sure.
Hell yeah, right?
Hey. Hell no, nigga. I'm not about to ask you no shit like that. But
she said she was about to, hold on. She said she calling, though, right?
Who that? Yeah, she's supposed to be.
Yeah.
She's supposed to be.
Other women gonna call and shit, right?
Man, I don't know, but it's the first time this ever happened, my nigga. I ain't gonna even lie to
you. I added this girl named Daphne and shit.
Man, hey, man, some of them girls you be posting to me, your bitches?
Oh, yeah. That's my team, my nigga.
Oh, player, 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 player.
What about money, yo? I throw parties.
You on the East Coast, though, huh, my nigga?
Huh?
You on the East Coast or the West?
I'm on the East Coast.
Shit, I got family on both sides. I won't come to one of them parties. Them is where they go down.
Hell yeah, yo. I get the girls and shit. I got the girls. They go get niggas and girls and all that shit. And you know what I mean? And you stack up, throw them parties and shit.
Hey, man. Man, what was up with you and TNT, man? You ain't got to call no man. You know who she is. Y'all would be
Oh, Ashley?
Tracy.
Tracy?
Yeah.
Oh, I was going in on her like that, being stupid.
Oh.
Yo, because I felt she was trying to, like, two-face me and shit. I don't know. It's like, one minute we was cool and shit. Then that one bitch-ass nigga and shit liked their posts and shit. I was saying something, right? I growled at her, and then she liked it. Then got mad and shit at my growl and shit. He ain't respected. I felt angry. So I was like, all right, you know what? I'm going to go in on him.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to go in on both of them. Both of them, then to me, boom, I'm going in. That's how I'm a Gemini. When you like, you do that to me and shit, do me wrong and shit, I just go straight at you.
Uh-huh.
Whether we was friends for a long time and all that shit, I just go in. That's how you got to do it because I've been shot before by my best friend, you know what I'm talking about?
Hold on.
So that's why I'm like
that.
Wait up.
I heard what you said. I'm going to tell you something, nigga. Most niggas don't know that once it's somebody close to you, nigga, every motherfucker after that, man, fuck them.
Yeah, it's my best friend.
Wow.
Best friend shot me. He dead though. Don't trip. I didn't do it. All right? I was holding up at the time and all that shit. I'm dead serious. I was holding up after he shot me and shit. You know what I mean? My dogs got like. You know what I mean? They handled that because it was a street thing. You know what I mean? It wasn't anything to do with me selling drugs and shit like that. Like I was a kingpin or nothing. I wasn't no kingpin. I had a lot of power, but I just gave all that shit up to do music, son.
Oh, you have all shit, nigga. Why don't you play something for me, nigga? Email me, do something so I can play this shit on the radio, nigga. We dying, nigga. I asked you to come and help me out, nigga. We dying.
And hold on, how long y'all been doing the radio?
We only been on this our third Monday.
Seriously?
Yeah, we ain't been doing this shit that long, man. This shit new, man.
Damn.
See, I don't think you're in Cali Alley, man. They got like a little war going on, man. I don't know what the fuck is up with them, but that's the reason why. Shit, the power of that B shit. Fuck, I just worked for them, dog. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, if it wasn't for them putting it all on the wall, I wouldn't have said nothing. I was trying to get them to shut up, but they had it all on the wall, so there's some power struggles going on right now. So right now, man, my job is to make sure that we keep the radio going, bro. We keep playing those shit, moving, motivating. So niggas like you and I could jump in the crew, see a people, 50,000 people, and advertise and market our name and get our shit together. You You know what I'm saying?
Fuck yeah, yo, real talk, yo. You should be getting money with all the people in the damn group, yo.
Man, hey, guys. Hey, well, I'm not.
Are they really ballers in there, or they stunting like shit in there?
Hey, as an employee of the company and as a member, you know, until you become a member, there's certain things that I can't say. You know, and me and you, all right, you understand? But if me and you went in the business, there's some things I keep between me and you. You feel me?
I feel you. Yeah, I got my own group too and shit. I don't hate it. Shit, I show love to everybody,
every black person.
What you mean?
I'm coming in the group.
Oh, you want to be in a group?
Yeah, what's your shit? Man, look here, bro. Look, I work for them people. I'm not owned by nobody.
I work for these people.
Oh, I understand. You know, I'm not owned by nobody. I work for these people. I can still have a social life, brother. you know?
It's they naked, though, in there. Like,
man, what you think? I'm a Christian?
Your group, y'all got a lot of rules and stuff. Like, y'all got rules. In my group, I have no rules at all.
So why are you not trying to put me in the game then, man? Put me in the game.
First you gotta add me. You gotta send me a friend request because I'm still on punishment for like what 12 days and shit. I put a grown
shit,
man.
Nigga, I got another 22 motherfucking days, nigga. What?
Oh shit! So you can't send a friend request.
Look, I'm in jail on both of my pages. I started to do a third one. I'm like, man, fuck that, man.
Right. I had this rich girl named Daphne and shit.
Yeah.
She don't be in no groups though at all. Like she don't be like doing like she told me before it was like posting real time pics. She was like, man, I don't want to do all that for that. She was in a group, Cali Alley and shit.
Oh, well, the Cali Alley actually gave birth to Planet Ocean. You understand? The Cali Alley was the original Planet Ocean. But
Forever.
That I don't know.
Forever took it over?
No. It ain't like that. Hold on. Since we're on this subject.
She fine as fuck.
Yo, forever? Oh, my God.
Damn.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
She got, I was like, damn, yeah.
Oh, my God. She got a face? Her face is like,
yeah, she's a sweetheart, yo, coming at me on my page and stuff, telling us some stuff, you want to be in my group. Girl, what's your group? You know, you playing me in your group, my penny show. Oh, for real, I'm in your group. Yeah, what's up?
Hey, man, we actually have an X-rated group, too.
But you see, mine's, I got superstars and mine's naked and shit. For real, you go in there, you'll see them. You'll see, I don't want to put it out. I'm on the radio, right? How long the radio show last?
It's 2 hours, man.
Oh, that's hot.
Huh?
That's hot.
Yeah, it's 2 hours. We got 2 hours. You know, sometimes, hey, bro, listen, I'm in this for the long haul. So let me just make this announcement for everybody. Let me tell you something. Planet Ocean is an associated group. It's not about just fuckery, foolery, and the other
exactly.
things. We're actually trying to build a solid foundation for independent individuals. Like ourselves, yes, all of us got a regular job because else we couldn't afford the telephone or the PC that we'd be on Facebook with. So all that bullshit talking about nigga ain't got no money, how else the fuck we do this all day if we ain't got some kind of money?
Exactly, yo. You got to be about that because, like, this motherfuckers ain't giving us shit. Real talk, they ain't giving us shit out this motherfucking nigga.
Nothing.
Like, I got a voice like Martin Luther King out this bitch when I want to. You know what I mean? Like, it only took one voice, but I'm serious. Like, you remember I posted that shit yesterday?
Uh-huh.
I posted?
No, but look, sometimes I be missing a lot of shit. That's why I say, because I'm looking for it. I'm looking for something. I'm trying to get the show pop.
I'm posting that shit about the dark-skinned, light-skinned shit.
Okay.
I explain all this shit. Look, I was trying to help. out the niggas because they was up there crying about not getting likes and shit. You know what I mean?
I remember that.
Because they don't be getting, they was all complaining and shit on the wall, and I got tired of hearing that shit. So I was like, all right, let me say it my way, because they not powerful enough with their voice and shit. So, you know, I got a powerful voice. Ever since, like, I don't know, I get followers and likes and all. Like, I'm used to all that shit. You on my page. Matter of fact, while I was doing that, I was getting people liking, girls liking my picture nonstop. They used to keep doing that. That's why I be typing all in capital letters. So I be in different, like, modes and shit doing stuff. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I just leave it on cancel. I'm like, fuck it. Fuck taking it on and off and on and on. I hate that shit. Fuck.
Yeah, I just leave my shit on, and I change it sometimes when I feel like it, but fuck that.
Fuck it, I'm a boss. I can do that shit.
Hey, bro, and look, and another thing I want to address. Man, why don't you niggas just understand, when you come to a rape group, rape, and it is a new word for motherfucking rape or roast. So y'all coming here talking all this gangster shit, man, let me tell you something, bro. 9 times out of 10, you're going to never see this nigga. You know, I'm not talking to you, EQ. I'm talking to the whole fucking... Everybody who's listening, anybody is listening, because this show is being recorded regardless. You know, we have to record it for rules. Man, listen, man, y'all need to kill that gangster shit and have some fun, man. Niggas get tired. Every time niggas come out, one of these whole ass niggas, first thing they got to say, Facebook gangster. Man, we all are then, if that's the case.
Nah, when he was saying that Illuminati shit, I just want to scam a little bit, because I got people on my page, you know what I mean? I got billionaires and shit on my page. That's what I'm talking about in the group. I'm going to show you. It's a lot of motherfuckers. I don't got, like, thousands of people and shit, but I got people that are paying for stuff. You know what I mean? I got basketball players and shit, my shit. They was going in on an actor, yo. I was laughing. I came in there, they was going in on an actor. I was like, it's fucked up.
Man, you got to let me in over there, man. Sound like I got you. Yeah,
I let both y'all in, no doubt. That's her group, though, right? I don't see some people go in groups, you know what I mean? And they shut them down because they get jealous or they get mad and shit, and they just shut them down. That's why I was like, I don't want to just add people, you know what I mean? Because I had this girl, she took me off her page, called me a hater because I was in another group and she seen me. And I was like, I like this group, too. And then she was like, oh, you a hater. And she took me off her page. She looked good, too. I was mad as shit. I want to suck her titties. I didn't get to do it.
That's the reason why I like for you to call, dog. I'm like, anytime you get bored and want to do something, call this motherfucker. Because this bastard nigga's ignorant like me, dog. I'm talking about pure ignorance. Say anything on their mind. That's real. That is funny as shit.
Yo, bro. I'm real out this shit, yeah. They was like, you need to do comedy and shit. I'm like, I'm just real. It's fucked up. I was mad.
Hey, the funniest shit always is the truest shit, though.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, you know, but see, let me tell you something. If you ain't a real nigga, then a lot of real shit niggas say that you're going to seem fake. You're going to get in your feelings.
That's true. That's true.
See,
you got to learn.
The other ass nigga we was roasting, that nigga took his like a G. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you in my Marcus Hightower? Oh,
yeah,
man.
That's an ugly man, man.
Yo, when I went in on him, my shit made him take his post down, right?
Oh,
the shit about the
cameras.
Yeah, the shit about the camera. I wasn't done, though.
Okay.
I was mad as shit.
Yeah, look, let me tell you something. Sometimes you ever be roasting the motherfucker and then all of a sudden you just get mad with him. The more you roll, you're like, yeah. You know, man, this shit is fun. This is like the best video game for adults ever.
Yo, because he took his post off. I'm so mad at that.
Oh, man. Hey, we still got this picture somewhere in the system. Shit, I'm an ad, man. I could go pull that bitch up. But they, you know, that's rules. We got rules. We won't do that shit. You know what I'm saying? We won't. I just want to get paid, the brother. I just want to get paid. You know what I'm saying?
That's what it's about, money.
Money, man. Anything else is futile. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, they be going crazy over them girls and stuff. You know, I mean, them girls is fine. I ain't gonna lie. They They fine, they sweet. They, you can tell they sweethearts and shit. They got lives and shit, I understand. But, you know, they like to be felt, compliments and shit like that, but some of them motherfuckers be assholes.
Hey, you know something, bro? I look, hey, what I'm about to say might sound real weird, but I look at sexy across the board. Because, man, I done seen a 250-pound girl hold her shit well. Maybe they be like, I'll fuck that. I'll fuck that girl.
Yeah, I fucked a big girl before and shit. They be tapping out quick and shit. Like, you all right? You gotta...
Because they ain't got no wind. You understand what I'm saying? They ain't got no wind. But then I done had a 100-pound sister make a nigga rock hard. So it's like, it all depends on the individual. You know, I obey my third.
I got played, actually, I admit it, by a fat girl.
What? Man, you shouldn't say that on the radio, bro.
Yo, fuck it, I'm on the radio with this shit. Yo, she quiet, yo. R&B entertainer. Yeah, she fine as fuck. She played me. I was sitting there, and I didn't feel comfortable. I felt uncomfortable because it was another nigga. And she was like, hey, boo. Well, I'm sitting there in the car, and I felt ugly as heck.
Uh-huh.
So I attracted, looked in the mirror, put the mirror down and shit. My shit together was going. My shit is together. I don't understand. I got a new shape up. I don't understand what's going on. I just came from the bar. She need to appreciate me. It's just appreciation.
That's all you're going to get. Sometimes you just got to take what you're going to get and run with it.
Yeah, right. I was sitting there, and she told me, I was like, hey, boo-boo. He's like, yeah, what's up? How you been? And, I'm not the hater or nothing, you know what I mean? So I'm like, okay, I don't hate. I congratulate. You can get a girl from me, and that's great. All that shit rhymed and shit. Like, but I ain't mean to make it rhyme. I sound like Dr. Seuss and shit. Like I just read a Dr. Seuss book.
I don't know, but she's funny as shit. Niggas
ain't
got to see. Hey,
right.
Let me tell you something.
He's muscled up and shit, so I'm like, all right, maybe because he's more diesel than me, maybe I need to take my shit to the gym. Maybe that's why.
Man, hey, dogs, people ain't on this Facebook all day because they got anything better to do. They don't. So when niggas on that shit talking that bullshit, nigga, you gotta remember, you on this bitch with us.
Right, a lot of them be on the phone though doing stuff.
Yeah, that's
this
true.
Chick told me she's making a porno. Matter of fact, I got a porno star. I can't add her right now because you know my page.
Hey man, Facebook got some dumbass rules. I cannot find these pictures.
The report shit is fucking annoying as shit,
Man, but see what most motherfuckers don't realize is that.
Yeah, that shit hilarious.
Listen, we at the top of the hour, so it's my normal thing to play the music when it ain't about it. So I'm gonna play a selection from one of my
R&B, man. That's my shit.
All right, well, I only got one R&B song on here because of them. I'll explain it to you in the inbox, but I'm gonna put some Donny Hathaway on. That's all I got right now.
Oh, that's my shit.
All right.
Dude, you ain't gotta play it now though. Ain't no chicks calling yet, but that'll make some chicks call.
That's hope you're good.
Keep your stride.
That song?
Yeah.
That's all I had, nigga. You said slow shit.
Oh, shit. I was talking to Babyface. This is for the cool.
Yeah, man. That's, no, bro, that was the only song I had on the box for the children for Friday.
That's what's up, yeah.
That was a dedication song to them from Friday.
Oh,
that's
bad.
All I had, you know, because that was some terrible shit. But,
yeah, that was sad.
Yeah, that was sad, man. But, yeah, man, I guess it's just me and you on here. Hey, brother, listen.
What up?
Niggas can say what they want. There's three things in this life that niggas should always strive for, bro. More money, more money, more money.
That's true.
There was a post today that asked the question, like, if Friday was the last day on Earth, what would you do for the rest of the week? And I honestly...
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Hello?
Yeah. No, I said I heard it. I seen it.
Yeah, and it was like, in my mind, I was like, man, I don't know what the fuck I would really do, because I don't really give a fuck. Fuck, you know what I'm saying? Nigga, because if I die...
I was thinking the same thing, yo.
Because if I die broke, then fuck, mission failed. I failed.
Yeah, how the fuck we was thinking the same thing? I was thinking, like, shit, like, I was just thinking, damn, I need to hurry up and get my music out to everybody and this and that. And she had me thinking and shit for a second, but I'm like, really, fuck it. Like, what can you do?
What can you do? You know what I'm saying? But keep doing what you're doing to the last second.
Yeah. Yo, I survived for Hurricane Sandy.
Shit, I survived Katrina, so I know.
Oh, all right. My bad, yeah.
No, hell no, nigga. Let me tell you something. Just like my ghetto ain't no worse than yours, nigga, my loss ain't no better than yours. Nigga, we all lost. Whether it was Hurricane Katrina, Hurricane Sandy, World Trade Tower, everything inside this boat hurts us all, my brother.
You know, it took the lights out. It took the lights out over here for, like, what, like 2 days. People was worried about me. They was like, yo, E, hope it ain't get E. I miss his ground. They was missing me on my page and stuff like that. My power was off. I couldn't, you know, the computer and shit. I was trying to use it and shit like that. I was joking with this shit while I was on the computer making jokes and shit. I was like, you could tell. You wouldn't know how they knew Hurricane Sandy was a girl. It was like, how? I was like, because only a bitch. Now, what I said, only a female can cause this much damage.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Uh-huh.
So he was laughing this shit. We was all laughing about it. And all of a sudden, the sky went black. I'm like, he was like, I looked on the news. They was like, she's here. I was like, what the fuck that mean? What the fuck is she's here? Who's that? She hit landfall. Not they was accumulating. It was their first. They said she was going to be like 90 miles per hour. Right. So we ain't really got too much shit to worry. She going to come through real quick. That's it. Then they said, what did they say? 90 miles per hour. And they were saying 50 miles long. I mean, something like they were saying it was smaller, right? But then they said she hit, when she hit the sand, she formed into a cyclone. I said, hold on, you transformed into a what? It was like cyclone. I was like, oh shit,
uh-huh.
Cyclone. I know about a hurricane, like tornado. I'm like, what's a cyclone? I never. Ain't that a song?
You're being funny.
Yeah, I was serious. I was like, ain't that a song? Like, she moves her body like a cyclone, baby bash and shit. So I was like, ain't that T-Pain shit? Oh, what's going on? So, and they was like, no, a cyclone is deadly as shit. I said, it's more deadly than a hurricane. They said, hell yeah. I said, shit.
Yeah,
and they
yeah.
said it was going at 125 miles per hour. I said, whoa. And they were saying 100 something. They was like, damn. So then I just went in my room and shit, and I just was like, fuck. I was typing on people on Facebook. It's going down. I was typing like shit on my page. You know, they see that shit. It was like your final letter and shit. I was like, I just want to tell y'all I love y'all.
Nigga, your ass wasn't going to die. a cyclone is like a tornado, but on water. So yeah,
nigga, that shit killed so many people out this bitch. It fucked up so much shit. That bitch was angry. Yo, that bitch, real talk. Now I know they mad. They like, oh, he said bitch. Yeah, that bitch fucked that. She was a bitch because she was angry as fuck. And we ain't do shit to her. Now, I think it was pissed. I think she was pissed off because they named her Sandy and shit.
Hey, I don't know why they named, but they told us in New Orleans when we was in school that they named them after women because they were unpredictable. So that's the reason why all the hurricanes be named after women. But then they started naming them after dudes because these niggas thought, well, that's funny. That's a real, that's a gangster reason, though. That's funny. What?
That's a funny-ass shit, unpredictable. Like a
yeah,
female.
So that's the reason why they named them after females, because they're unpredictable. Like,
make
you know,
scared to date.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, bro, let me ask you a real nigga question.
Go ahead, my nigga.
Ask about, when did you realize you broke with a broad? After the third time or the second time or what?
When I realized what?
You broke with a chick. You mean got broke with her.
I grilled with her.
You got bored with her, bored. Like, you know,
you
tired.
Oh, got bored. Oh, when, dang. I don't know. I think it's when she stopped doing the stuff she used to do.
Damn, she did that in three fucks?
oh, you mean when you get bored with having sex with her?
Yeah.
What you mean, bored with her in a relationship in general?
All right, hold on. Let me explain what I'm trying to say.
All right, go ahead.
Like, after about the third time for me, man,
yeah.
I be bored out my mind. I don't care how bad she is. But here go the fucked up thing about it. If she weird looking and out there, I fuck with them a little more because they're strange. But the ones like, you know, man, but everybody can fuck. Hey, bro, they got so many beautiful bitches that we all going to fuck a beautiful girl once in our life. Some of us going to fuck
yeah.
me. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God. I fucked this girl. I mean, this woman that looked just like Stacey Dash, yo.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
She was married, though. Fuck.
Married pussy is like some of the best.
I remember her name and shit, Shantae Hollenbeck. I be looking for her ass on Facebook. I know her, and she was married, too, at the time. And I hope that her husband ain't listening. Mm-hmm, for real, it was you, nigga, huh?
Hey, bro, I'm about to post a picture of a girl some motherfucking fine. It's about to fuck your head up. I found her in one of these groups. I was in the group, so just none. I'm
yo,
about to post
put her in.
I'm about to do it right now.
You don't want nobody to fuck her?
No, I don't give a fuck, man. But man, Facebook tipping.
Them niggas be winning strongman competitions and shit in there. Yo, that shit funny.
That's another thing. They be getting serious like a y'all for real.
That's not even how it's done. Because if you that nigga, real talk, if you that nigga, you post a picture, they going to automatically flock you. It could be a superstar coming in. Name a superstar, any superstar that'll come in and post a picture, and it's really his page and it's him in the group. Let's name one.
Let me see. I don't know no real superstar.
All right, let me see. It could be a Moyan or something, right?
Okay.
You know niggas going to be bashing his ass and shit. All right, you got raped by that nigga so-and-so. That's and that, you know what I mean? But he posts a picture. How many girls going to be like, oh, my God, it's you. Oh, my God. You're going to see the hoe come out of his like, real tough, you're going to see the gold digger come out of all ass. But if you notice, every time a nigga posts a pic, when he got tattoos, see, having tattoos, I guess, mean you got money and shit, right?
That don't mean that. I know.
But that's what they think. They got in their head and shit. Like, when they see a nigga with jewelry or anything, they would think, oh, he got money and this and that. You know what I mean? So, matter of fact, I know superstars. I put one on right now that's about to be on the show. Matter of fact, I'm going to be on the show, too. I'm going to be in the audience, though, because he invited me and shit to come there. You know what I mean? I always been on TV. So, fuck it, I'm like famous. It's crazy. They just don't know it. I'm just quiet about my shit. Because I be meeting all these stars and shit. Yeah? I've been on MTV.
Yeah.
BET. I did a commercial. Actually, two commercials. I worked with Janet Jackson, photographer.
So why you don't advertise your shit, man? Like,
because I didn't know you could do that in the group. All the other groups got rules. I don't be disrespecting that shit. See, right. My group, and I do radio, like you.
So why you don't invite me to your show? Nigga, bro, these niggas, bro. These niggas are something.
Nah, I support people, yeah. I be giving a fuck about people. Other people not like me, yeah. People I know, they assholes. Like, I had my dog, he conceded. I would just let you know he conceded, and it's his world and shit. Matter of fact, you pull his YouTube up, you'll laugh and shit. He be like, I'm J Reality motherfucking Raymond, and I'm the sexiest man alive. Now, any nigga say he the sexiest man alive, you already know. You can see it.
Hey, man. Hey. All I can tell you like this here, my nigga. I'm an asshole, too, by nature.
Yeah, that's my nigga, though.
I'm an asshole by nature. Because, I'm humble, though.
I believe in helping. Like, if you need it, like, real talk, if you want to make money and you about your shit and all that stuff, like, it means, I know you making money. I know you into making money, so that's smart. You know what I mean? So I know you got your mind right and stuff. But if you ain't no cutthroat nigga, none of that stuff and all that, you cool and all that shit, hell yeah, you can see what I do and all that. Yeah, we all get money. I'm dead serious, yo. I'm not no selfish nigga. See, when I got shot, my dog, he was selfish. And it wasn't him. See, my new best friend and shit, he cool. But my other one, he was like, I could sense griminess in him. Like, every time I bring a bad chick around him, he'd be all mad and angry and shit. Nah, I'd be like, you all right? I brought you one, too. You know what I'm saying? Because mine was badder than his, though. He was he was mad as hell and shit. Be trying to talk shit.
Hey, bro, I never could get mad with a nigga if they came around. Say, now listen, most niggas, and hey, I'm one of the biggest niggas in the group.
Yeah.
So, I swear to God, dog. I said, God, if you came around a little, you'd be like, man, this nigga got a house full of women. Yeah. If that's how I roll. You know, I ain't going to say they all down. I got a house full of 7 and 8. But shit, nigga, I do good. I'm man enough to admit my shit. You feel me? I don't have a house full of dimes. I can't say I do. No, I don't. I got some ready ass bras. But they all look. Fuck, they all work. Fuck, I don't give a fuck.
They all work and got money, you know what I'm talking about? And if you need help, they be like, here.
It don't even be a question in my house, you know what I'm saying? I got a big ass house. So I tell you, man, listen, bro, I look at it like this, nigga. If you got a hustle and you think my particular skill set could get us paid and add on to it, nigga, hook me, put me down, nigga.
Yeah, you got me on my page, though.
I'm about to try to get on the shit now, man.
You got another page?
Yeah, I'm about to get on and none.
Yeah, yo. I'm on that Hollywood type shit. I mean, not how fruity they are. I'm talking about toughness, like, I'm talking about money type shit. I'm on that new black billionaire type shit.
If you ain't on that, then nigga, I don't want to fuck with you, nigga.
Yeah, I'm trying to be a billionaire. Fuck a millionaire. A millionaire ain't shit to me, yo. Fuck a millionaire. I'm trying to be a billionaire out this bitch. I sing, I songwrite, I model, I act. You understand? I'm about that shit. Like, I do TV, radio. I'm about money, yo. All that bullshit other niggas be doing, tripping over feelings and shit. See, the fucked up problem is people got feelings in that group. And when I wrote that post yesterday, all I did was basically, I just took all the heat. I took all the heat that they was feeling and shit, and I just transpired it in that one post and shit. You know what I mean? But I didn't feel nothing from it because I wasn't really trying to, like, I was just trying to make the girls open their eyes and shit, and then like everybody, so everybody in the room fucking get along and shit. You feel me? And it worked because that post was big as hell.
Well, a lot of niggas and women can't accept the fact that you and I possess a different skill. Now, see, you might have a skill where you could pull all dimes and 12. My skill set might only go as far as 7 and 8. But I might have a different skill set on another shit outside of women that might be a 10, and your shit might be a 7. But see, niggas, we got to understand something. Just because we don't possess the same skill set don't mean we can't. So, but 11
get along and eat together.
Yeah. Hey, bro, let me tell you something. I'm big on, like, animals and shit. Like, I'm not, like, the PETA lady, but I'm into, like, killer animals, like sharks and lions and good
right.
to that. But I found out that the African wild dog has the best system. They'll send a toy out there, and the other 16 of them bitches, they'll lay in the bush.
Nice.
And then when the predators go to chasing it, it'll run toward them. And then when they get too far away from his pack, then they circle his motherfucking ass.
What's his animal called?
The African wild dog. It's a wild dog.
Damn.
He the most vicious thing in Africa because they hunt in groups. Like,
worldwide.
The hyena? No, they don't know. The hyenas ain't got nothing on these things. Man, they dogs. They don't live dogs.
That's fucking sick.
That's sick as shit, dog.
My stupid ass will try to pet that shit. Thank you, because it's a dog.
Get your ass ate up. They eat everything. They eat elephants, giraffes, they eat everything. Other animals, other killers.
That sounds like a demon and shit they just created.
Nah. All right, hold on. We got a boss lady. She's online. We have a boss lady. She's online.
Scary as hell.
Hello, boss lady.
I'm trying to tell you, I've been in queue forever.
I'm sorry, I was combing the walls trying to get some people to call in so me and EQ could have somebody to talk to. How you feeling?
Not so well, not so hot.
How you doing, Kat?
Hey, what's up?
I call you Kat, right?
Yeah, I am a kitty.
Like the purr?
Yeah, like when I'm feeling purr. Better.
When you're feeling better. I can knock that right out, you. All you need that act right, that's all.
You need some act right. That's what you need.
I need some act right.
Yep.
That's oh, you seen what I've been doing?
Not really. I really haven't been on the walls like that. I peek my head in every now and then.
You sound like you trying to get fucked. You better cut that voice out. You trying to breathe or something? That's how you talk?
Yes.
If you sick?
I'm trying to tell you guys I'm sick. I had
you about to get fucked. Your man out there?
My man is here. He's taking care of me.
Oh, you put him to sleep?
No, I didn't. We haven't done nothing. I'm sick. You're not listening. You guys are silly. I can barely breathe right now. I could barely breathe. I had an asthma attack yesterday.
Oh, I'm sorry. How'd you get
that?
Trying to go there?
No, I have, like, a really bad cold. And so I couldn't hardly breathe because I was congested real bad. So I wound up having an asthma attack.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I have asthma real bad. But I told Ella I was going to call in, so.
And you that bad?
Huh?
You that bad?
Yeah, I have a call. I had to go to the emergency. Like, my fever was so high.
I'm going to ask you something. Yeah. Are you doing all right now?
Yeah, I'm doing okay. It's just, like, I'm just been laying down because, like I said, I got asthma and I'm a congested, so.
Somebody sneezed on you?
No, my son was sick, and
yeah,
I never really get sick. I barely get sick every now and then.
Mm-hmm. You got to tell him, yo, cover your mouth when you sneeze.
I told him to cover his mouth, but it's my baby. He's 5, so he's sick. He wants his mommy, you know?
That's true. They sneeze right in your face.
Yeah, I'm hugging him, and he kissing me on my cheek, and I'm like, you can't kiss me. I haven't been sick in, like, 4 years. You can't kiss me.
I would have put an astronaut outfit on and shit.
Come on now. You ain't gonna do that to your baby.
I don't got no kids.
Well, if you had a kid, you wouldn't do that to your baby. Your baby want to hug and kiss you. And
go to mommy. Go to mommy.
You're so silly. What y'all talking about?
Well, tonight it seems we was talking about everything. You know, we just trying to get through these 2 hours. Boss Lady, the boss is dead. They had some beefing going on in Cali, and they had some beefing going on. So I think that hurt our radio tonight. I think that's what did it.
Hold on, could we rip Marcus Hightower?
No, everybody
went to the to Forever Desire show to listen to the drama. What happened?
Yeah, that's why we did.
Well, why
is that happening? Hey, listen, boss lady, I had the power to say it, but I'd rather somebody over me say it, and you said it best, because that's what happened. Shit, they went over there to her show to listen to the drama. Shit, we got beat out.
What happened?
By who?
I don't want to say it over the radio. I just don't want to say it over the radio.
Nigga, what happened? Fuck it. I say it over the radio. You can say it.
All right. O'Shea and Forever had a heated falling out today in the Cali.
Should I have anything to do with it?
Oh, man, I'm coming in. Initially, no. I'm going to say that. Initially, no. Just leave her like that. Initially, from now on,
that is
initially no.
I lied. Come on now. You got to tell me what's going on. Like, what I do is, at the radio, I don't give a fuck. I say what's going on the radio. You know how I roll.
Yeah, but we also trying to run a business, though, too. You know?
Hold on. You, Forever, and O'Shea, and all y'all all together?
We not together. Me and Forever has zero affiliation with one another.
All right. Here goes the deal. This is common knowledge on Cali Alley. This is the common knowledge. I'm not going to get into no quotes. I'm not going to quote him. I'm not going to quote her. I ain't going to quote nobody else. I'm just going to give you a summary of what I saw, what I heard.
Okay.
All right. This is what happened. There was a thing about who brought the most people and who has the biggest fan base and who run the show and who paid for the show and who show it is and who decides who do what. And then a conversation came about after that was this. If she do this, then, well, hold on, stop that. She put the show together, he put the show together to try to outbeat the other show. And now the other show is going good. And like, man, what the fuck? And that's what it sounded like, boss lady. That's the reason why it sounded like that for me. Because I'm the type of nigga, I don't do that.
Basically, like, oh, you try to make, put her show out, do better than ours, and now ours is doing better?
Yeah. Yeah,
the thing about it is, we're two different type of shows. I don't know how many times I got to explain that. Like, we have our little fuckery times or whatever, but we more laid back. You know, we don't really have time for all that extra shit because we grown. Like, we grown. We don't have time for he say, she said, this and that, and this and that. We just don't have time for that shit. Like, that's just not
what
we're
about. Yeah, I called their show before.
Like nobody is trying to be like you. Nobody cares or anything like that. We just doing what we do. We don't do what you do. And that's just how it is. Nobody can be better than anybody if it's two different kind of things popping off. You get what I'm saying? We not the same. Our show is not the same. Like, you call your show, you know, you got to talk over motherfuckers. You can't talk. You got to be quiet. Nobody can have the floor. You know, that's the kind of thing that cracks off there. Here we have an order, you know. We cut motherfuckers off. We mute people. And we have topics about certain things. It's not always about fuckery and who did this. Yeah, we might say fuck this person or that person, but we still stick on to our topic. Nobody is trying to be like them, anything like that. I have zero problem with Forever. Forever is the one who had a problem with me. You know, she got mad because O'Shea started the show or whatever. And for a whole nother group, which is completely different from Cali Alley, which means the radio station is going to be completely different from Cali Alley. Nobody is trying to be you forever. You do what you do. I don't sell my sex. I don't get on Facebook and post pictures of my titties nonstop. Now, mind you, I may post a titty picture for Titty Tuesday, or I may wear. I have done it before, but I may wear something sexy every now and then. But mostly, you'll see me with my hat and my scarves, blazers, fully dressed. Man, you were two totally different kind of people. Like, nobody's trying to be like you. I want to be the fucking next Wendy Williams or some fucking Oprah or some shit like that. I don't want to be the next Superhead or anything like that. Or the next video vixen or nothing like that. I want to
First
be
all,
because...
I didn't know she do that.
She has her own website. You'll see videos of her. You'll see naked pictures of her. All that shit. Like, I don't do that. I just don't. I've seen several naked pictures of Forever floating around. Several.
But, oh, yeah, she be giving it to them funny-looking niggas, though.
If you see anything naked with me, you will never see my face on it. The only thing somebody's going to say is, we think that that's her. You'll never see my face.
Exactly. Like, my dick, I got my dick in my group, but, like, you know, I'm not... In the picture, but they know it's mine. They know it's mine. The ladies that.
That's
you know,
all I'm saying. Like, I just kind of have a certain class about me. I don't want to be. I have kids. You know, I'm 32.
Yeah.
I have 5 kids. I got a man that who works for a law firm and all that. So I'm not trying to be all extra. I got my medical.
Sell yourself for ratings. Sell yourself short for ratings, right?
I got a degree. Like, I'm a woman who got her shit together. I don't have to be half naked. Just like when I go out, and any of my friends and my man can tell you, like, just recently I wore some shorts for the first time in like 2 years to the club. Like, when I go out, I'm fully dressed, blazer, freaking scarf, hat. Like, I'm dressed. Like, I'm covered up. Everything is not showing, and I get more attention than everybody up in there. Why? Because I have confidence, and I don't have to be half-naked. And I know I'm pretty, so I don't have to do all that extra shit to get no
pretty.
Extra attention.
Actually, you're beautiful. Pretty
Thank
is like
you.
A girl. I don't know why people call grown women pretty. Yeah? Don't call yourself pretty. You're beautiful. It's just long-ass word, right? Pretty is faster than beautiful, right?
Well, I mean, I just do things differently.
Like that.
So
yeah.
there could be no comparison. I hope the listeners are out there listening. There's no comparison to me and that young lady. Nobody's trying to be like her. I don't even got beef with the girl. She got beef.
She beautiful, too. I don't understand why. I caught her
she
show. I don't see why. That shit was corny as fuck. I was ripping like a lot of niggas on there. And they got mad. They hung me up. I was mad as shit. I was going in on their ass, too. I was going in on all them corny niggas.
But see, that's not what my show is about.
Exactly.
My show's not Jerry Springer. I want people to come here and feel like they can really talk about real issues and real things going on. Of course, it's cool. Like, we have our fuckery Fridays where we just don't give a fuck and we clown motherfuckers and kick it. And that's cool sometimes. But I want people to be able to call into my show and talk about real shit. How was your day? What happened to you? This is what happened to me. This month, I got pulled over by the police 5 times. Okay, let's talk about that. So do you think people get stereotyped? Like, that's what I have real topics. Our shit is completely different. So she can say my shit is whack all day long or her shit is better. I don't give a fuck, bitch. I'm not trying to beat you, bitch. You do what the fuck you do. I'm going to do what the fuck I do. But at the end of the day, I guarantee you motherfuckers going to have more respect for me. Period.
Damn.
Damn,
that, this is deep.
We not beefing. I'm not.
Like the stories and shit, the ghetto version.
The thing about this is, I'm not beefing. She beefing with me, but ain't never came at me. Like, if I have beef with somebody, I guarantee you, I'm going to hit them up, inbox them, whatever I got to do, they going to know. But instead, she going and talking to other motherfuckers about me. And then when I go to look at the shit, the post is deleted.
Was Grandma on their show?
Yeah.
Grandma is funny, yo.
Grandma is on this show. Grandma ain't got shit to do with them motherfuckers.
She is hilarious, yo.
Grandma's on this show. That's my shit. My shit is different. So you want to do whatever you do, mommy, you do your thing. But I don't have no problem with that.
Grandma, is that you on the line?
And may I say, I like when you talk sexual.
2-8.
It's not like
you, Grandma?
It's not like a hooker sexual. It's like it's passionate type
like
shit. Like the way you like define like sex, like the way you be talking your stuff. Because you know my show, I be talking, you know, nasty and stuff. I'm just like out with it. You know what I mean? But like,
I know, Equine. I saw
your
little
show. I mean, I'm romantic though.
I saw your little show and whatever. I saw it on the internet. They're saying call in this time and whatever. I seen that. I'm about to call in one day and support you like you support my shit. So it's all good.
Yeah, no, thank you.
Hey,
but I'm about to go because I can barely breathe right now. I didn't talk too long.
Your man pointing like, come over here. Give me some love.
No, my man is like, baby, I'm going to give you a massage. I'm about to take that.
All right,
damn.
Boss. We love
you.
You
got
to
have a man, huh? You just got to have a relationship.
Well, everybody want to be happy, right? You want to be happy?
I'm happy as hell for you. Congratulations.
Everybody needs somebody to love, right?
That's true. You're trying to make me feel bad because I'm single for 8 years.
No, you go find somebody. You just need to open up your heart and be acceptable to finding somebody. A lot of times what we do is we hold on to things that happen to us and we guard ourselves and protect ourselves a little bit too much so then we can't appreciate a good thing when we get it.
Oh, well, I never got a good thing at all. Maybe
you don't
I need
know.
To get it.
You don't know that. You may have. Maybe if you change up how you acting, maybe you might get a good thing. Maybe girls be like, oh, he now, I'm about to play. So I ain't going to take this nigga seriously.
Player?
I'm just going to fuck.
Me?
I'm just,
I look like a player?
I'm just, yeah, you do. I'm just going to fuck this nigga, and I'm going to be like, I'm good.
Whoa.
I'm just going to get this dick and
did
be
I
like, I mean, I said I used to. That's how I used to think about certain niggas. I used to be like, this nigga ain't nothing but a player. So what I'm gonna do is fuck this nigga, get some good dick, and take my ass on. Then I holler at him later and fuck him again later and get some good dick.
I mean, well, actually, all my exes keep trying to come back, and I just be ignoring the shit out of them.
Well, maybe it's because you got some good dick. Shit, I would try to come back to some good dick too.
Say it with me. I have great dick. Equan has a great dick.
I ain't saying that. Shut the fuck up, nigga. You gotta get my ass beat. oh, shit. You just looked at me.
You gotta get me fucked up.
I'm about to go get my pussy. Yeah, I'll holler at you guys later.
Damn.
Where L.I. at?
I'm here.
All right,
L.I. Like that,
they
leave?
Yeah, I gotta go.
Let a nigga listen. I'll fuck with you. Go ahead.
Bye, y'all. I'll talk to y'all later.
I'll talk to you later.
Act like you hung up, but don't hang up.
Bye. I gotta go.
Put on speakerphone.
Yeah. All right, 208, you're on the line. You're on the line now.
What's good? What's good, y'all? What, a nigga? Damn, dog.
That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to really...
Yeah. He was trying to talk to Cat, wasn't he?
Nah, man. Cat, I asked Cat, and she sounded like she ready to go to sleep, so don't give her a break tonight.
Oh, who you, sir?
Jay Brown.
Dominic. Jay Brown, oh, what up, dog? Oh, yeah, I was being stupid. I'm funny as shit, man.
Niggas used to be clowning.
We was ripping the shit out of that nigga, Marcus. Yo, please let him call, yo.
Nobody called, man. No, I just, like I said, I was trying to figure out what you were talking about tonight. Where the hell are at?
What's up, nigga? What's up? This old bitch ass nigga, Tree Hunter. I told these niggas when I put the girl picture on there that she put the picture in my inbox. Right? I'm about to bump her back up. I'm about to bump her right now. And I'm a pin. I'm going to bump it right now. And so you can see her, right? I'm going to bump it so you can see her. And then I pinned it. Let me tell you something.
Right.
I don't know this woman from. I'm telling the whole world. I don't know this woman from shit from sugar water. She inboxed me the picture because my brother put me in a group with them. And remember I just told you this EQ, I said, man, I don't even know this bro, but I'm about to post this shit. Nigga, so how you gonna roast a nigga that's telling y'all on the picture when he told I do not know this girl. She asked me to post this. So how the fuck, man, she's so staggered ass down, man. Sometimes I ain't allowed to say this shit make you mad, man. Cause you be like, are you telling me?
Yo,
I do want to slap the shit out of some of these niggas sometimes, but for real, it's like, bam. But anyway.
Hey, Tree on a mission today, man. He was pulling
everybody. Yeah, yo, that nigga funny as shit, yo.
And then he turned on the FBI skills and got grimy. So, I mean, you know, sometimes.
The FBI?
He, I don't know what
hey,
he
man,
is.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something about these niggas. All right, I do the battle rap and shit, too. The URLTV.TV. You know, I'm into that shit. I'm into that shit. Heavy. That's how I end up over here. That shit. I'm into that shit heavy. You understand? I've been trying to get Shotgun Shug to battle me for 2 months. The bitch keep ducking me because I'm a murderer. But anyway, my point is this. I don't know what my motherfucking point. My point is this. See. Because I'm pissed off. Because see when the niggas go to doing the FBI shit, especially in battle rap on the Facebook, that makes me wonder about you, dog. Like, are you serious? Like if I can't come up with something out of my head, I'm not gonna go deep and delve in your shit. That's like creepy to me.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? That's like some police shit, and that just goes against the G-code. Because if I'm beefing with a nigga, a nigga heavyweight in the street, yeah, you got to do your due diligence. You'd be a damn fool not to find out as much as you could. Could be some old regular petty ass nigga. Man, we a whole court when I see each other. Other than that, fuck.
Hell yeah. That nigga look crazy. I ain't say shit. I was like, I said one thing and I just stopped. That one nigga, that looked like, he, I don't know. I looked at his page and shit. I was like, oh, that nigga drug dealer. I ain't saying shit to that.
Oh, that I said, that nigga played basketball with my grandpappy.
Yeah, yo, that nigga.
Okay.
I'm saying one nigga left that nigga low. Like, this nigga like a killer, man.
The thing is, though, LR, I mean, you got these minor league ball players trying to act like they're major league, and you know what I'm saying?
Man, fuck them boys. I don't give a shit about them dudes. Hey, that's how I feel. Because look, man, at the end of the day, bro, all of us must be bored because we own this bitch all day. So we must be bored.
Yeah, make a move, though. Like, y'all go do something powerful, make a move, and where everybody get money. You know what I'm talking about? Like, that's what I'm about. Everybody get money. Everybody eat.
Plan to O'Shea the money.
Everything's
better.
Yeah,
then we can have a...
I'll make y'all laugh. There was a financial study posted in this country out of 1,000 people that made over $100,000. And they told them, they said, listen, you could stay at $100,000 and the people under you could stay at $70,000. or you could get bumped to $150,000 and don't have to do no extra work. But the people under you is going to get bumped to $160,000. You know, 85% of the American people say they'll stay at $100,000 instead of taking that $50,000 raise to keep you from making $10,000 more than them. What kind of shit is that?
Yeah, it's greed. Don't nobody care about nobody but themselves.
Yo, you know how much, you know how much money you can get off your group, yo, throwing a party, yo? Oh my God.
Oh, I think I learned though. I think they got that one dialed in. I don't know.
You think they know about that already?
Nigga, I'm listening. You see, I got quiet as shit. I'm listening.
Oh, he listening. Oh, you been dog. Yeah. So we all gotta get together. I'm telling you, dog.
Yeah.
We eat like a motherfucker out this bitch, like real money. It's the nigga voice went up. Nigga sound like the voice of God when he said.
Said I'm listening.
Yeah, I know I heard that shit.
Shut up,
man. Getting close to hell and shit. I looked around like, is it time?
Because soon that nigga said, man, there's money to be made off these groups. Not my fucking radar went off. What?
Nigga, you get money. They invited me to this party, right? Yo, it was all these girls, like, fuck it. It was all these girls and shit posting up pictures and shit. But them girls, you know, them stripper looking chicks and all this shit, you know, when they get like, they put their ass picture. They be getting like 1,000 likes on one damn picture and shit, on one fucking picture, and all that shit. Them chicks is smart as fuck, sound on the low, on some crazy, like, smart shit. Like, when they throw parties and events and shit, they be acting like they gonna fuck the niggas and all that shit, just posting other pictures, making a nigga pay and shit, this and that. Nigga, they be, like, one woman told me, matter of fact, she married too. Matter of fact, she wanna fuck me and she married, she invited me to a swinger party. She told me, she made $70,000 off one damn party, dog.
But that nigga, there was some fornicating going on up in there.
Nigga,
hey, let me tell you something. This is how I know the nigga ain't telling no lie. I used to manage a strip club. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you something, man. When Maverick niggas come in, hey, it don't be the NFL players that drop their money. They might drop, you know, it might be one or two niggas might make it rain, but the rest of the niggas
oh my
be tight.
Yeah, so they make it rain on the chicks with the big booties, yo. Oh my God, those girls paid.
Man, but it be them niggas that come in there looking darky as a motherfucker with them suits on. If you own the club and the niggas give you their credit card, man, $70,000 a night ain't shit, nigga.
That's what I'm doing right now in my group. That's why I'm doing a meet and greet right now in my group. That's why my group all get along.
Say, my nigga, only broke motherfuckers try to act rich. No less. Only broke motherfuckers act rich. Nigga, with all that drug, nigga ain't got no money.
Why?
Jimmy Iovine, he ain't got no tattoos. He ain't got no gold teeth. He don't wear Air Force Ones. But he got more money than Eminem, Drake, and 50 put together. So in my mind, a nigga told me a long time ago, it's five places.
That's the way to be. Yeah, I got no tattoos at all. I know billionaires and shit like that. Like, they be asking me to bring them girls.
Say, bro, let me tell you something. There's five places in this game. You listening? There's five places in this game you can be. All right? I'm going to tell you, there's rules to the game. I'm going to share with y'all a few of them.
And I don't know y'all that well, but it sounds like y'all on y'all money. So I'm going to tell you, I'm going to show y'all this game. Five places you can be. You could be in the skybox, you could be in the stand, you could be in the field, you could be in the dugout, or you could be in the concession stand. Now let me break down all five positions.
Mm-hmm.
The motherfuckers in the concession stand?
Yeah.
Nobody's.
Exactly.
The motherfucker on the field playing his heart out because he know one day his time is limited. The motherfuckers on the sideline wishing they could be in the game. The motherfuckers in the stand is paying for everybody to be on the field and in the dugout and for the most important people. The motherfuckers
in
the
skybox.
If you ain't in the skybox, nigga, you are a worker.
Exactly. So you trying to get in the skybox.
Nigga.
Matter of fact, I called my dog, right? Real talk. His name Mark. I called him and shit. And this nigga was in the skybox at a baseball game and shit. He was like, I'm in the skybox and shit. Like, you hear the game? And I was like, I ain't in the baseball. I hit you back. I hear that shit. I ain't in the baseball and shit. But he was somewhere, and he was in the skybox and shit. He was playing baseball and all that shit. I don't want to fuck that. I don't do that. I'm just about money and shit. I asked him, I was like, you coming to the party? Yes or no? This and that. He was like, yeah, we'll be there. Can I invite my friends? I was like, yeah, you can invite your friends. Like, da da da. And then I just hung up. You know what I mean? About business.
You gotta have a business.
I tell you what. Next time your silly black ass get invited to a baseball game in the motherfucking skybox and you don't go, don't you ever motherfucking say you want no money. That was your chance to get close to the money. Sometimes the money don't come like that.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the money ain't for $1 million deals are made on golf courses. $1 billion deals are made in skyboxes and through handshakes. If you ever get your black ass ever get blessed again, nigga, to get that close to the money and you don't do it, keep it to your fucking self.
Matter of fact, you on my page, right? No, when you get on my page, I'm going to invite you to a party that got billionaires and stars. Matter of fact, it's on Facebook. As soon as I invite you, you're going to see a black, rich-ass billionaire that worked with Dr. Dre, son. I guarantee you. You're going to be like, yo, this nigga Equan is about his shit. My dad was Rick Ward and shit. You're going to be like,
you ever saw Bob the Rim, the movie?
Yeah, when the nigga got shanked up and all that.
Yeah, but with Tupac, and you heard what Tupac told that nigga when he was in the club? Yeah, Tupac told that nigga, he said, don't none of this shit impress you, huh? He was like, shit, it ain't mine. Right.
Mm-hmm. That's true. But the thing is, to get to the party, because he was giving away $1 million before. I missed it at the other party and shit. It's on YouTube, matter of fact, you can pull up, I give you the name. You on YouTube right now?
If I go on YouTube, I might fucking, I got too many windows open because I'm trying to.
Matter of fact, the chicks put you on to I'm telling you, them women on Facebook, the reason why they be acting like that, son, because they be getting, like, plays from, like, niggas that be ballers and shit that be talking about inviting them on private jets and shit. Tell me, at least one bad chick, real talk, when she's single and she bad as fuck, it's a nigga that's in her inbox that's inviting her to a private party or some shit, a mansion or some shit. They're serious. Then they come back after they get that shit invited to them, like, yo, I just give you this money to come chill with me, I'm pay for your date, all this shit. Real talk. Then you hit them up and be like, what's up, shorty? They be like, fuck you mean, what's up?
But let me tell you something, bro. I'm about to hit you young niggas for something.
Hey.
They got a motherfucking disadvantage going on. It's three rules to this game. Let me share with you three.
You gotta fuck the bitch, the shit out of her.
Oh, no. Say, bro, wrong. True, but wrong. Let me tell you. First, let me tell you our advantages. Our advantages is 17-1. Nigga, there's 7 billion people on this planet Earth. 70% of them are fucking, 60% of them are women. So that leaves 40. So you take out all the young bitches, all the old bitches, and all the dying bitches. It's still like 7-1.
Damn.
All right. Think about that. 7-1. So
damn.
If you fail 6 times, you still got one more shot.
One more shot.
Here go another thing. Two, they got half of the niggas and men in that group, they fickle dick. So once they get them a fucking piece of pussy, they're going to try to lock that up. You understand what I'm saying? So that just up your rate. That just up your numbers even more. Then they got 3 million black niggas in jail. No, 2.6 million niggas in jail. And there's only 26 million of us in this country. So think about it.
This LR or this J talk?
This LR.
All right, damn.
So think about this. Them bitches was born with an ATM between their motherfucking legs. One thing I can't stand is a broke bitch. How the fuck you gonna be broke, bitch, when you got a money neck in between your thighs?
Exactly, yo. Yeah.
Bitch, you out your motherfucking
you
know
mind. Shit, I want, yo, some shit I want.
You understand what I'm saying?
Hey, yo, Jay, you understood that shit? Where'd Jay go?
I don't know. I think he dropped off.
Oh, man, you should listen to that shit. That shit made sense like shit. Look, exactly. You got a pussy. What you, yo. But the thing is, see, with my parties, they don't got to fuck the niggas, and they don't got to say they fucking them and shit. They just bad as shit. The niggas going to want to come.
Man, let me tell you something about NBA players, NFL players, baseball players. Man, half of them little dudes been in baseball leagues and basketball leagues their whole lives.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? So when they get a bad bitch with some game, they really think, you know, man, them niggas dream just like we dream. This is their parents push them on that court most of the time. But them niggas saw fine women just like we did. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, man, when them niggas, and then they're looking at it like, shit, nigga, I just signed $17 million for 3 years. I can afford this bitch.
Exactly.
Man, girls
so when they hit a rut, the girls flop.
Man, girls are just like a pair of Jordans, bro. Once you scuff them, nine times out of ten, you don't want them no more.
But, nigga. Nigga, you
was
a pimp, nigga. Fuck
out of
here, nigga. You
was
a pimp over there, nigga.
Nah, it ain't that. I'm just real with myself.
You know the difference between a bitch and a hoe? A hoe and a bitch?
Oh, man, it's a difference between a lady, woman, a bitch, and a hoe. It's a four-ring channel, man.
Like, a hoe is somebody that'll fuck you and fuck everybody else.
Yeah.
But a bitch is somebody that won't fuck you, but fuck everybody else, so you call a bitch.
Wow.
Deep, man. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm
29,
nigga. That's right. I ain't
28. Let me tell you.
But now, my industry age is younger, though, because I look young. So I got to go with the...
Use everything you got, nigga. If you got a 13-inch cop, throw that bitch over your shoulder and post it. Whatever the fuck it is you got, do it. You feel what I'm saying? Man, I believe like this, man. I believe like this. God gave us all gifts. And all of us ain't meant to be doctors. All of us ain't got a mean back shot. All of us ain't got a mean hook shot. All of us ain't got a right cross that'll knock a nigga out. And my little cousin turned down an opportunity to go to LSU so he could go to MIT. You know, I asked him why. He said, because I don't want to be a nigga known for running. I want to be a nigga known for my mind. I said, damn, boy, you spoken like a true fucking nigga like me, boy. Spoken like a true man.
That makes sense, yeah.
That makes sense. He said, man, we got a world full of niggas that's running. We need some more thinkers.
Okay. Track and field, right?
Track and field. Nigga, ball running. Nigga, either I'm going to run for this scholarship. Man, I told a nigga one time, I said, dog, you so fucking stupid. You thought when they gave you them 4 years, you was actually going to college, huh? You thought if you could complete them 4 years, that you was going to get a degree and be in a felon. Huh? Stupid bitch. Man, let me tell you something, bro. This game is to be sold, not to be told.
Not told.
Not
yo,
him.
My friend, right? One of my friends. He graduated top of his class and all that shit. The right after he graduated college, real talk, they called his ass and was like, you got our money. He was like, yo, I ain't even got a job yet. He was like, we understand that you got our money. He was telling me, I was laughing like shit, like, that's fucked up. He said, they ain't give me shit.
Man, look, let me tell you something. I just want to make money, dog, because I realized something. See, I got a disadvantage. I'm a fat nigga. So you got to understand, off top, I'm a fly nigga. I stay with Jordans on. I'm out the old school with your bros because they look
good
on. You know what I'm saying? I stay fresh, you know. I do the snake skin. Like, man, you know, I got a few whips. But my point is this. The reason why I got to be like this, because soon as a motherfucker see me, the first thing they think, Oh, here come a trick. And then when I go to talking to them bitches, they be like, hold on, wait up a second. No, bitch, you wait up. You thought you had an ATM. You got me fucked up. Just because I'm fat don't mean I'm rat, bitch.
Exactly. You can sell tickets. If you can sell, yo, real talk. We can talk money, yo. Like, I'm talking
money.
Yeah, but
you can't talk about this radio, man. Inbox me your shit.
Hell, you know I can't inbox and shit and all that. Like, you got a second page?
Yeah, I'm gonna inbox you from this other page. I ain't gonna tell you who it is over the radio, but you gonna know it's me.
Hi, Amy, send me a friend request. Just type in EQUANEW.
I just did it. It wouldn't let me. I wanted to make sure I could go to it. All right.
I'm gonna show you my dog shit. That's a billionaire. Yeah, he be giving money out. He gave diamonds out at his last party and shit. He got so much fucking money. I swear, I'm like. Damn, yo, God be blessing certain people with shit, yo. I swear to God, yo.
Hey, brother, Bob will even tell you that, though, bro. He going to bless who he want to bless, and some he ain't going to give nothing to.
Yeah, because he a producer, though.
Man,
like, you know you got money. Real talk. You know you got money when you got Lisa Ray on you in a picture going crazy. I'm like, this Lisa Ray who I've been fantasizing about, the Lisa Ray, I'm like, I'm like, yeah, I had to do it. I had to take my hat off and be like, yo, my man, you this, yo, real talk, you the man. I was a dick riding and shit. I was giving him his props and shit, cause he, you know, he chocolate and shit, like me. So I was like, all right, that's what it is, yo, another powerful chocolate nigga, congratulations and shit, you know what I mean? I'm like, yeah, that's what it is. Give everybody their fucking props and shit. Yeah, I said you like my brother and shit.
Hey, bro, look, my nigga.
That one picture, you like my brother.
Hey, my nigga. Jay-Z didn't know Dane Dash at all when Dane walked up to him and said, say, bro, what you know about getting that rap money? He was like, shit.
Exactly.
They ain't know them niggas. 16
mm-hmm.
years later, this nigga's worth $500 million.
That's true. But Jay-Z screwed that nigga.
Huh?
Screwed that nigga ugly.
Well, I ain't going to say that, bro. Let's talk about that. Because niggas always want to know. I'm going to tell you what I think, but listen. When we talk, I'm not a guru. I'm a man, just like the rest of these niggas. I'm capable of making multiple mistakes and having false information. I don't always be right. This is my take on it.
Uh-huh.
But like your boss said, in Get Rich or Die Trying, I could be right.
That's true.
Dane, fuck yourself. But at the same time, Jay, I can't take him off the hook neither. Because let me tell you something. If you help me amass $100 million and you fuck your shit up, just on the strength that I still got most amount, a majority amount, and more than what I had, I ain't going to put you back all the way on top. And I'm going to pay off your shit. I'm trying to pay off as much as your necessity debt. Like, if you got a crib, one crib, I'll pay off a crib, I'll pay off a few debts, and I'll send you $5 million. Just understand. You feel me?
That's true. He should have did that.
I'm not gonna let you stop, but on the other hand, what Dane was trying to get Jay, but see, that's that Brooklyn shit.
What? He tried to trick Jay-Z, and Jay-Z ended up tricking him?
No. This is what happened. Dane let J.B. and his friend go to his head. He didn't understand that Jay-Z was a product that will eventually move on.
That's true. That's true. But what Jay-Z
didn't realize, what Dane was trying to do, he was like, man, why do we have to go through all these other people when we're powerful enough to do our own thing? I got Master P want to get in, Russell Simmons. So now we could start our own coalition. Jay was like, nah. Because he understand one thing. When niggas of that nature get that much money together, it's going to be some problems. So I'm going to go with these white folks because he listened to Puffy. Puffy told him, go this way. Don't fuck with that. So at the end of the day, it was just business, man. Them dudes ain't grow up together. Them dudes met each other just like me and you met. They decided that one day we're going to split our company when each one of us make a certain amount, and God be with you. The world think it was a bad thing because Dane broke and Jay not. Man, we don't know Dane spending heavy.
Dane broke now?
Yeah, man, according to the fucking the nigga $2 million in debt. That's what I'm saying. Like, if I knew a nigga let me get that kind of money, I'd get him out of debt.
That's true.
$2 million? Yeah, that's all he. Shit, nigga. When you ain't got it, that's a lot.
I mean, Jay-Z just gave it. That's fucked up because Jay-Z gave somebody a $20,000 tip recently.
Man, Jay-Z wife just bought him a $40 million plane. And a $5 million watch. Come on, man.
Fuck.
Come on, man.
Yo,
come
but
on.
You already know where that money coming. Yo, them people saying they in the group, though. Are they fucking with people or are they really real in their group?
Hey, bro, a lot of that information, I entered agreement with these people. And me and you going to. Hold on.
What?
To me, you going to join inside the business? You just see what I did with Kat. I let you know, you want to find out on your own, and I work for her. Because I want it to be known that if me and you enter a business agreement, what we talk about behind closed doors, it stay that way. You feel me?
I mean, they doing it right in the front, though. They do it. I'm looking at it like the eyes.
Well, let them do it. Hey, I'm about to bust a rock for you, dog. This is the best way I can tell you. You listen to me? I can't tell you no other kind of way unless I bust it.
Let me tell you, I'm going to rap it real slow. You ready?
All right, go ahead.
Nigga say, ask the bull if he knew Gotti was Wolf. Would he got down with him? Or shot Big Pauly with him? Because to him, the Don was talking slick behind his back. Now tell me, wouldn't that hurt hearing some shit like that? Look across the table at your man and be like, word, it was to that? Knowing the way it was, ain't never going back. And from this point on, it's either die or run with the rats. And that's got to be some terrible shit to be looking at, but you done killed too. So how you scared to die doing you? Like a man, if that's your body, take your charge. Like a man, if that's your gun, take your charge. Or would lead a rat enough to them other boys.
All right, I get it.
You feel me? I don't give a fuck what they post on here. Nigga, I'm going to live by the G code that I grew up on.
Exactly.
Find out for yourself.
Nah.
You got me? It ain't personal.
I found it out.
Yeah. Yeah. You read it. You read this shit. Cause, hold on.
That shit's too deep.
Yeah, you know, and I don't. Look, bro, this shit bigger than. Man, look. What me and LeBron said? Shit, this shit bigger than me.
Way bigger than. Way bigger than me. I'm not doing that shit.
Yeah, I'm not. Hey, I'm not going
to. I was saying that shit in the group. I'm like. I'm saying that shit to that nigga like I'm dead serious. I know motherfuckers like that. I'm like, yo. But I'm like, damn, that shit deep, bruh. You sure? You claiming that? Because that's deep, bruh.
Hey, man. All right, the other day this nigga beat this little nigga up on and put it all on the fucking thing. I know the nigga who beat the nigga. I don't know the man personally, but the nigga cool as shit. The nigga who beat the little nigga up, he cool as shit. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I ain't side dressing for no nigga, cause there ain't a nigga walking I'm scared of. I want the whole world to know that. I'll fight you whoever you are. But my point is this. I told these niggas, I said, man, we could get paid off this shit. What the fuck is y'all doing? It's like, niggas gotta be cutting edge, man. Nigga gotta be cutting edge, man. Cause, man, it's time to make billionaire dollars. Man, if you come to my capitalist corner, on the planet of shit, capitalist corner, I run the capitalist corner. It's a corner of well-thought-out thinkers, inventors, and business people. That's the only people I allow over there. I do a thorough check, and we discuss investment because I am in real life. I am in a venture capitalist. I go around finding little bitty businesses like nigga might own the car wash, but he's struggling. I might go in for 2 weeks, get him up and running, and then sign me a deal to give me a residual cut for the next 30 days. I might do that with five businesses. You understand what I'm saying?
It makes sense.
Yes. I contract myself out as a CEO. I'm a contractor CEO. When your company is failing, I go in, I give you my blueprint, I ain't going to tell it to you. You feel me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah. Will it give me billionaire status? I don't know, but it pays for this 3,000 square foot house and 26-inch rims. But it ain't enough. Every girl in my life tell me, your problem is, motherfucker, you insatiable. It ain't going to never be enough.
That's what they said.
That's the kind of hustlers I need to link up with. Motherfuckers who ain't going to never be satisfied.
Exactly.
Because they told me to be comfortable is a sin. And I asked them why. Because everybody else told me, I just want to be comfortable. If you comfortable, how you going to help somebody else if only you comfortable?
Exactly.
Well, that's our show for tonight, my nigga. We me and you going to get together. But say, bro, anytime you need to come by, call this show. You are for now permanent. You understand?
Thanks, my nigga.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, it might be a 908 number, though, the other one, if I call on my other phone and shit, though.
All you have to do is yell EQ. You don't even have to give your name. From now on, you don't have to tell everybody your name because you got other businesses. So, you know what I'm saying?
But
I'm talk to you later, my nigga. I'm hit you up on the wall.
Yeah, no doubt, my nigga. Great show.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
Yeah, well, shit. Yeah, it's only great because of you, my nigga. Shit, part of success is you. Pat yourself on the back. Thank you, my nigga.
No doubt, yeah.
One. All right, Planet O'Shea. We was dry tonight, but my nigga EQ and my boy Dominus J and the lovely Catalina Colombiana, they came through and they helped me pull it off. I want to say thank you on behalf of Planet Ocean and its associated groups. And I also want to say to FD, I wish we could have came to a better agreement to keep it all under the roof. That's me talking, L.R. Manhattan. I wish we could have solved this on better terms. Okay. Now, there still might be hope. There still might be hope. But anyway, on behalf of Planet O'Shea and his associated groups, ULLTV.TV.com, Poison Pen, KOTD, LR Manhattan Company and Brands, even the Forever Desire Show, Cali Alley, Planet O'Shea, George Young Connecticut, No Gimmicks Movement, I want to say thank you. Have a nice night, and we will see you tomorrow. Be safe, be blessed, have sex, smoke weed, get drunk, wake up in the morning, and start all over. I'm going to leave y'all with this song.
Lord, I've seen people at all types of levels, and I feel that I have a responsibility.
First of all, let's break it down. Big bad ass nigga, whoop your ass, carry a boat down. Average game like a baby from a sure drown. Don't get it twisted on them bitches, a pure hound. We talk for shit for the chips and getting the draws off. After I hit them the zips to the next house call. I'm the shit and I love to tell it to y'all. I write my name on any restroom stall. I'm that dog, the one with the dick and the big ball. You like seeing your girl getting fucked, then give me a call. Got enough nuts with your bitch, your daughter and the dog. Cause I feel your feminine ass in the hall. Hey, watch baseball. You playing good lawyer, you getting me all. They saying I'm better than you soft. I like being a bearer of bad news. I can't help it, I'm an asshole, prayer type dude. I'm like flying and all that's cool. But knock the doors and beat or watch what I do. I cut loose like me Bruce Lee. I'm the one, fuck a Jet Li. Shots out of the man and utter enemy. Piss me off his enemy. Bump my nigga purposely, so I see. Who's the gangsters and who's the G? Get this shit to the crack in the early. When they wait for the big badass Burley. The walking 18 wheeler, the mad dog Hurley. Lazarus, you are not the father. Thank you, Murray. Thank you, Murray. Told y'all I'm a brother, I usually do it. Especially when I'm in a hurry. Hate the kitchen and run, but hey, that's what I do. It's normal, homegirl. So don't feel bad. I'm Lazarus Reed.
Ladrus.
Okay, man.
Steve, I saw that Bath and Body Works come on, but I would have never bought it for myself. I want to buy it. Oh my god, we bought Phoebe. We were in Spencer's and I sent the perfect shirt for Phoebe. It was a 2X. And it was, it was green and it said high as fuck on it. And then, we gave her shirt and she put it on. And, we started smoking and everything. And then we were talking about something about how Travis was talking about how he has wood making kit now. We can just make whatever he wants to make out of the wood. And he was like, okay, you can make me a new dining room table. You know, one of them that it's long and it's, square on both ends, but it's long. And she was doing like an oval shape. And Travis was like, what, like an oval? And she's like, no, not like an oval, like, like a square, but long. And I'm like, Phoebe, are you talking about a rectangle? She couldn't remember what the fuck that rectangle was called. I was like, nice, see that shirt? I have fucked. Perfect shirt for me. Shit was hilarious, man. Everybody busted up for like 5 minutes.
I'm kind of glad I didn't know Arkansas was a state.
Are you serious?
Anything for the radio.
Tell me she didn't get the job. Did you see the magnet I got today? Know what that's from? Beef or Vendetta.
I know the slogan. I got the news.
I know you would appreciate it. I'm gonna put it on a fridge. There you go. Let's go. Let's come in. Shit, you don't want to. And that's that little dude that got beat up?
Different group.
That's going to be up there. And little shrink wrap.
My favorite star of the group. One of my homies. I just don't know it. He destroyed a valuable part of the radio and the whole group. Oh. And the girl told him, a girl said, you need to tell me you need to work their asses off and you throw the weight over a girl. And he said just like this, Facebook and my own is paying income. See, so you mean to tell me? And they didn't do this in the office, they did this in public. It was on the main wall. We only ended up with this show because he was mad because the girl with the other show was fucked. So he used Cat as a puppet. It just so happened the show got popular.
Why would
this show continue? Oh, the woman, but I
ain't. You get a turn of shit around. You'll be in the stage. You can have all kinds of shit on your radio. Make it a mistake.
Come on now, I know you know how to do it.
Get a second thing.
But this is what they told me. Because I kept trying to jump in, telling them, look, this is the office thing. I said, people, y'all reading this? This ain't real. This is the whole somebody the inside. And then they posted that shit like, no, Ella, this is not a hoax. He said, you can continue to work with her if you want, but she has no more affiliation with us, Planet Ocean. And she said, hello, baby, after me, you're the most second popular person in Planet Ocean. For this radio goals and personality, baby, you just as popular as me. You got like 40,000 motherfuckers. You started your own page at Wynn Hall, and then they exposed to how the fuck you're going to get all these.
I can tell by the way what y'all talk about it. What they call it now? Live TV. It's the, you know what I'm talking about?
Reality.
That's how good it is.
Sure.